All right, Nathan Anderson in studio with us from Eau Claire. He has previously been known as the author of Jack and the Scarlet Thread, but his latest is Jack and the Impossible Son. Welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to finally have that thing published. It's been a long time.
A little bit of a gap. So give us kind of the background of this, because we go back to the first book, Genesis, right?
Yeah, well, Jack and the Scarlet Thread is really a walk through Genesis 1 through 9. There's a 12-year-old boy named Jack who his grandmother Josie died in his arms, and there's no way to bring her back. But he finds an old book that belonged to her, and he's whirled back to the beginning of time where there are two trees on a hill standing next to each other, one that brings life and the other that brings death. And unfortunately, somebody ate the fruit from the tree that brings death and has unleashed a storm of evil across the entire earth. And so Jack's mission is to destroy death, get rid of evil, and bring back paradise.
Wonderful.
And you got a lot of positive feedback on that, I know, locally and beyond, even when you did that book.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. The most popular question I've gotten over the years is, when's the next book coming out?
And now you've got an answer.
I have an answer. Yes, I do. The next book is out. It's called Jack and the Impossible Son, and it covers Genesis 10 through 50.
So the obvious question, and Dustin, I want you to ask too, but I mean, the obvious question is, one thick book on 9 chapters and another book on 41 chapters.
Well, yes, this is true. And is your question,
how do you do that? I mean, it's all that you did on the 9 chapters.
There's a lot there. Holy cow. And right. to make this, I mean, my goal is to make it through the entire Bible.
Okay.
Wow.
And there's just so much there with the way that God has worked through various people in order to bring the story of redemption to fruition through Christ. And it all starts in Genesis. And so I had to do a lot of work to lay a foundation in order to get through the entire series. Because if you don't understand Genesis, the rest of Scripture doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can read the Gospels and understand the story of what Jesus has done for us. But if you don't look at it through the lens of the Old Testament, things don't line up. Mm-hmm. And there's so much richness there of how God has worked throughout time in order to bring about redemption for us. So that's why it starts in Genesis.
Yeah, the context of that book's so important, and bringing it to life in a way that might be easier to parse for readers and entertaining as well. From the author's side, you talked a little bit before we were on the air about re-releasing the original book as well.
Yes, I did. I didn't have access to the artist who did the cover work, and I always wanted to update it a little bit anyway. And so I found actually a guy in Sri Lanka through Fiverr. And then there's a young lady here in Eau Claire, Jewel Sock, who did the artwork for the Jack character and the Scarlet Thread. And so I was able to put all that together and end up with the covers that match now from book 1 to book 2.
Nice.
And I really love them. They look great. They both did a great job.
So in terms of the writing of Jack and the Scarlet Thread, and when did that come out? And now there's been this gap here with Jack and the Impossible Son.
Yes, there has. Well, Dawson and I were just talking. I got the idea was planted as a seed back in 1999, my first year in seminary. And it originally was going to be like a Where's Waldo kind of book. But, and so I began cataloging thousands of scriptures, what these pictures might look like that Jack could be going through. And an artist or an author friend suggested, why don't you begin writing some little blurbs about this character, Jack? So I did, and then realized, I guess I'm writing a book. And I got to the end of the first one, and I didn't like it. It was Genesis through Deuteronomy, and I never published that, thankfully. And I took a lot of training on how to become a better writer, and then I wrote what I ended up being Jack and the Scarlet Thread, published it in 2011. I was then diagnosed with a very bad cancer, and frankly, I wasn't sure I was going to live. And there were some other things that were happening in my life in that period of time, too. And finally, I mean, I'm doing very well with my health and was able to get back to writing. And here we have it, Jack and the Impossible Son, finally done.
Yeah, how's it feel?
It feels a tremendous sense of relief. It's been kind of a weight hanging over my head for a while. And it's been really fun. I mean, it's so rich to dig into Scripture in that way. And when you teach something, you always know it more than you did when you just learned it. Mm-hmm. And so in order to grab all those really stories from Scripture and weave another story through it in order to be able to tell the story of Scripture in a way it's never been told before. Mm-hmm. It's been very, very satisfying.
I remember being at one particular memorable event. Your family was there. It was at Jacob's Well Church on a Friday night. Maybe it was part fundraiser. I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say you stared death in the face, but pretty much, right?
Yes.
I mean,
so yeah, that is true.
To have even, I mean, that's quite a story in its own right. And
well,
so that's,
yes. And I find it very interesting because I work at a hospital as a chaplain, and I've been doing that for about 10 years. So I work with people who are sick and dying a lot. Mm. My own story, it also revolves around, like you say, staring death in the face. And what I write about is all about really death and resurrection. Uh-huh. Is it really true that the dead can come back to life?
Yeah.
And if it is, what does that mean? And what is the story behind all that?
Huh.
And
you've got an event coming up at Valley Brook Church, I know, for the book. Tell us about that.
Yep, October 16th. It's a Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. It's a book release for Jack and the Impossible Son, but a re-release for Jack and the Scarlet Thread. I wrote a song for Jack and the Impossible Son. Actually, that song's about 20 years old, too. I just finished that.
What's it called?
It's called The Blessing.
Okay.
And so I just finished writing it about a month ago. So that'll be fun to sing.
Uh-huh.
And actually, one of the persons who read Jack and the Scarlet Thread initially, she was 15 at the time, and a friend of mine out in California, his daughter. And since then, she has become a young woman and gone to school. She wants to be an editor. And so she actually edited Jack and the Impossible Son for me. Her name is Keziah Olson, and I'm hoping she'll be able to be there via Facebook Live.
Again, October 16th, what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
And again, the targeted demo that you have in mind for this book?
Well, I'm always keeping 6th through 8th grade boys in mind when I write these stories and mm-hmm. hoping that I hit, a little above, a little beyond. And I found with the first book, I hit quite a few people. A lot of people enjoyed it.
And if people want to order it, they can
go to Amazon and look up Jack and the Scarlet Thread. And Jack is spelled J-A-K. Jack and the Scarlet Thread, and Jack and the Impossible Son.
Fantastic. Nathan, congratulations.
Yeah. They can also go to my website, nathanjanderson.com, to look up more information.
Thanks.